It is fascinating how many items that were common in everyday life, even a few years ago, soon lose their place and become lost in the mist of time. I suppose not many people over the age of 50 haven't heard of a horse brass, and yet without them being seen as frequently as they were, you can quite understand why younger people have little or no idea what we're talking about. Without giving away too much, I can remember in my local market town, where the Steward and Patterson delivery dray bringing barrels of beer to the local pub would be drawn by a horse, not totally regaled with decorative brasses, but on a daily basis would have worn just a few. It was only when these fabulous shire horses were on show for official events or county shows that they held the full regalia of brass ornaments. Initially thought to be there to ward off evil spirits, that you got the full impact of the decorated horse. Years ago, it was not uncommon to see a horse being walked to work along a country lane with harness ready to be attached to the farming implement. Those days have long since gone, and you can quite see why they do not form part of our recent history. It must be difficult for young people to understand just how the smart decorative horse seen at the agricultural event was actually put to use on a daily basis. Fortunately, we still have devotees who wish to collect, own, and proudly display these fantastic horses and their decorations, but prices have suffered accordingly over the last few years. I did write 10 years ago about this subject, and at the time there was still one horse brass manufacturer in existence, that being Stanley Brothers of Walsall, who have been making brasses for more than 100 years. Today the horse brass collector only wants the rare and exceptional items. A single horse brass with a leather backing that has been used on a horse will cost a mere £5. A fine martingale with maybe 4 or 5 brasses will probably be less than £20. There are exceptions, and we have to be grateful for the auction specialist in Reading, Thimbleby and Shortlands, who have championed the shire horse and all its associated items, from carts to carriages to harness and brasses. They recently offered a horse brass inscribed Dunmo Horse and Cart Parade 1907, first prize E. Richardson. That's the sort of special thing they're looking for. A single brass like this can make £500. I'm also reminded of the wonderful parades that used to be held throughout the country on Whit Monday, initiated by the London Cart Horse Parade Society in 1886. The whole idea of this was supported by the then young RSPCA, who were trying to improve the lot of the country's working horses, and this was a way of uplifting them to display status. Perhaps it is worth taking the time, when a grandchild is visiting, to just explain what a horse brass was for. Regrettably, not many of the horse brasses seen for sale in antique shops and the like have ever seen a horse.